defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. We are at the end of the week already, man. Time is just flying right by. It always does. You know what I can't stand? When I hear news, I thought this morning, earlier today, honest to goodness, I was watching the weather today on Fox News, Fox 5 News in hot Atlanta, Georgia. And let me tell you something, it has been hot. In fact, that's why I was watching the news today. I generally just look it up on my phone. If I want the weather, I look outside. I know what it is by looking outside. We've had no rain here in probably 2 months of any significance. And that's fine with me because there have been years we've had enough rain here that I never wanted to see this place again. I just wanted to move to a place that never rained again. But, you know, it comes and goes, right? But anyway, I was watching the news today because it's been very hot. It was supposed to be about 96 or 97 degrees again today before, bam, it's just going to fall off and turn to fall. Generally, at this time of year in this area, it's about 78, 80, 81, maybe 65 at night, something like that, 58 at night. I mean, you can go out in the evening when the sun goes down and fire up your fire pit. Haven't been able to do that lately because it's been so hot. So I'm watching the news today for a particular reason. When I hear one of the newscasters say to me, hey, we made it to the weekend, as if, you know, the whole week was a chore. And I got to thinking, why are you we wishing your life away? You know, when I was a kid, I used to love Mondays. Mondays were the start of my week, man. I was like, I loved starting my week off. I know that sounds crazy. A lot of people work for the weekend. But whether you hate your job or not, why you want to be wishing your life away? You know, so I just want to give you some advice. When I heard that today and I saw a couple emails and I commented, you know, we made it to time is flying. I don't say that because I'm happy that time is flying and the week is gone. I wish it were still Monday last week. I'm just a little bit of advice from this radio host before we get cracking today on some very important topics. Don't wish your life away, man. You know, don't. Oh, man, it's hump day. Yeah, I can't wait till it's Friday. So you can't wait to lose that week of your life. I you got to live it, man. You got to live it for the moment. You got to be in it. You have to. OK, and when you're in it, you got to fight it. You got to fight for it while you're in it. And we're in a fight right now for our love with for our freedom, literally at stake. We have individuals in this country that every single day are fighting to take away our individual freedoms. So I don't want you wishing your life away and not fighting, waking up going, it's Friday. I didn't do anything this week. You got to be in this. You got to be in this every single day. I'm reminded of it every single day when I read some of the crap that I read coming from the mouths of the people who want to take away our freedoms and our rights. And it's never been as bad as it is now. It's kind of depressing, but it's also uplifting because you think to yourself, you know what? I'm in this, man. I'm engaged in this. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to get excited about being in this fight. And I'll keep you informed to the best of my abilities. There's some of the content coming at me is I can't keep track of it all. Some of it I don't see until it's too late. And I think, man, I wish I'd have seen that. But I'm getting emails on Joker movie threats. I'm getting emails on Pincus segments on The Monster Show. I'm getting tons of email on the Lead Slingers and the Defender Coffee. I'm getting tons of emails on what you guys want to see in premium content. And I'm just so excited. It's almost overwhelming. So that's what made me think about all that today. I thought, man, it would be really easy to just be exhausted and say, you know what? I'm so glad it's Friday. I don't want to do a thing tomorrow. But then you wake up and you think, nah, I'm not going to wish my life away, man. I got to go out there and I got to keep in this fight. I hope you feel the same way. In fact, those of you who are sending me emails, I know you do. So that's just my advice to start off your weekend, okay? I got to go to a wedding later today. My nephew, my godson, is getting married. Kind of a strange time on a Friday evening. But nonetheless, we're going to have some fun. Got some family in town and we're going to enjoy that for the day. All right, let me start with a couple of emails today referencing what I spoke about yesterday. Every single time I mention this topic, it is inevitable. When I talk about leaving the car running and the crime, now I know I'm right on this. I am 100% right on this, but I love getting the email and the different perspective. Let me give you an idea. Here's one from Nick. Nick Galetta writes in. He says, Mark, when I was in the Army, I was in Thailand for a short period of time in 1969, and again for almost 2 years in the 70s. On both tours of duty, I was told that if I hired a taxi and it was in an accident, I should leave the scene if I could. The reason being that I could be held responsible because the taxi would not have been there if I hadn't hired it. I thought that sounded stupid to me, and this business about leaving my car keys in my car makes me responsible for the car thief's damage also sounds stupid. Nick, I've heard of that before, and not just in Thailand, but other countries as well. I've heard things like that, okay? But you are right on the money. See, this is just common sense that we're talking about. Now, if you just joined us today, they missed yesterday's show. Biden made comments, stupid, boneheaded, typical Joe Biden comments about you should have to lock your guns up, and if not, you should be liable and go to prison, and it needs to be a federal law. Because if someone leaves their keys in their car and somebody goes and takes that car and harms somebody, the owner is responsible, to which I say the owner's not responsible for that. Is that a satellite radio moment word I shouldn't have said? Okay. Bull. Because the owner is not responsible for the actions of a thief. Just like a firearms manufacturer is not responsible for the actions of a criminal. Just like the owner of a gun who bought it lawfully and had it stolen from his home isn't liable for the criminal's actions. Now, there are some state laws. I mentioned that yesterday. If you live in a state that requires your gun to be locked up and someone unauthorized gets it and uses it in a crime, you can be held liable. There are differences here. Joe Biden wants to make every gun owner liable for every criminal action, period. In other words, he's blaming you. Somebody breaks in your house and your gun's not locked up and they steal your gun. You're going to be liable, according to Joe Biden, the goofball. So that's why if you missed the show yesterday, that's what we were referring to. And then what I do is I go a step further and I use the example. If I pull my car up to a convenience store and I leave it running, should I have left it running? Well, probably not. But does that give somebody carte blanche to say, "Ooh, look, that car's running. I can take it"? Of course not. Is it any less of a crime? Is it any less of a felony degree because I left the car running? Of course not. It's still a stolen vehicle. It's still grand theft auto, and it's still going to result in a prison sentence if the individual gets caught. Then in court, they'll get a slap on the wrist. The prison sentence will be suspended, and the kid will be out there doing it again and again and again and again and again because that's the way recidivism works. We just keep letting them out, and they just keep doing what they do. Part of the problem with our crime in America, even though it's dropping like a stone, because I gave you the FBI numbers yesterday. Gosh, I could go in so many different directions with you today. See, I am drinking Defender coffee. Hold on. Out of my Student of the Gun Fighting Solves Everything mug from Jared and Paul Markle. Thank you for that, guys. Congratulations again to Paul Markle for beating cancer. Satellite radio moment word. Big time. Congratulations. So I love to use that example. I do. I love to use the example of the car because it always draws email. In fact, I got another email from JJ, the JJ from John Janiskrat. John, I hope I pronounced your last name properly. In Pennsylvania, as well as many other states, such as Ohio, Maryland, West Virginia, Colorado, Texas, Wisconsin, and South Carolina, it is illegal to leave your car running while it is unattended. The purpose of the law is so that vehicle owners do not become victims. Now, I know what John was telling. He's augmenting what I said. He's supplementing the conversation that we had yesterday. And he's saying, hey, in these states, it's illegal. Here's what I'm going to say. It doesn't matter. The purpose, so I can get a ticket for leaving it running, but that does not reduce the felony and it doesn't make it okay for someone to steal the car. Nonetheless, these are mutually exclusive events. Now, maybe in a state like that, they say it's not mutually exclusive. If your car wasn't running, someone wouldn't have taken it. To which I say, if my front door was open, doesn't give somebody the right to come walking through my door either. Well, if the front door was locked, then maybe they couldn't have gotten in. It doesn't matter. They're not supposed to be going in anyway. This is an argument you're not going to win with me. Criminals committing crimes, it's not your fault as the victim. These people want to blame the victim. Joe Biden wants to blame the victim. You're the victim. If someone steals your car and your stuff in it, you are the victim, not the other way around. And I'll argue that all day long. I appreciate the emails about this, but that's something to think about. It's a fascinating topic. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not telling you to leave your car running in front of a 7-Eleven on 131st Avenue in Suitcase City in Tampa, Florida. That's not a smart move. In fact, I lived across the street from that 7-Eleven in an apartment complex many years ago and never walked to it. And it was literally yards away. I never walked to it. I tried not to go to it, but if I did, I drove. And it was right across the street. I mean, literally 100 yards from, not even 100 yards from me. And I drove. So I certainly wouldn't leave my car running in front of it either. But that does not give a criminal carte blanche to say, oh, look, I can take the car. And the cops go, well, your keys were in it, it was running. Yeah, there's no crime committed. That's bull. You know it. I know it. Joe Biden knows it. And that's why we're here talking about it. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Lots to go over.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
AAR listeners, you have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow and my friend, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Look, I've been using MyPillows for about 3 years. That's how I met Mike. Now he wants to give you deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with the promo code AAR, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter the promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues from these GunBroker.com studios. Let me give you a little bit of a teaser as to what's coming up on the Monster Cast coming up in the Crossbreed Holster studios in just a couple of days on Sunday. A really good program, and I want to thank each and every one of you for some of the commentary that you're sending me relative to Rob Pincus and some of the things you're getting ready to hear. But it is that time of the month now where we've got some of the top-selling guns on GunBroker.com. Patricia Huff is going to join me. We're going to cover some shotguns, over, under, side by side, new and used, what's moving at GunBroker, and you're going to love what's on the list. Some great gear coverage coming up. In addition to that, Rob Pincus, round two, because this is weekly now. The Personal Defense Network, Armed American Radio sponsored Personal Defense Network Pro Tip of the Week is coming up this week. And in addition to that, I will be announcing Sunday, and I'm giving you a heads up now that I will be announcing it Sunday, so just get ready for it. The next round, GunBroker.com, the gun range bag giveaway. That's coming up. We're going to announce that on Sunday, and it will probably be the following Sunday. I'll have to take a look at that. I'll let you know on Sunday, but we're probably going to kick it off the following week. Huge response and more fun coming up on that, and here's why. Because in that gun bag, in the GunBroker.com giveaway, the range bag giveaway, I put a signed copy of Grilling While Armed for you. I'm going to toss in a Defender coffee from my own supply. A cup. I'm going to toss you a cup of coffee. That'd be kind of messy. I'm going to toss you over a bag of my very own Defender coffee, Rebel Roast, from my own stash, unopened, is going in the bag. And guess what? I just found out yesterday. Because you're going to be hearing Emerson Knives on the program. It looks like Emerson, Mr. Ernie Emerson, the legend himself, will be putting an Emerson knife in the bag as well. Oh, so much fun stuff happening on Armed American Radio as we move into the next decade. I am days away from being able to see the new website design. I can't wait. Believe me when I tell you I can't wait to see that new design. I can't wait to get rid of that old website and bring you something brand new. I can't wait to see what's behind the curtain as the developers are going crazy. Some premium content, some really cool stuff. We can start bringing you the videos of Rob that supplement the on-air content that you hear every week in the Pro Tip of the Week. And then put the video up of Rob. Nobody does this stuff better than he does. Nobody. So really powerful stuff. And I'm getting a lot of emails. Here's one from Sean Ivins. Sean says, what does Sean say to me? And let's depend on this computer having trouble loading here. I may have to wait and come here. Edward writes in, Rob Pincus, when I can get this thing popping back up, it's live. It happens. My internet connection's not doing too well right now. But nonetheless, what I'm getting ready to tell you is that we're getting a tremendous amount of email from a commentary. And this is important. I want your input. Sean Ivins has reported some input. Edward has reported some input. Not just those two. Those are the only ones that I can see right now. But what would you like to hear Rob Pincus talk about? What is it you want to know? What do you want to hear from Rob? Rob is capable of covering just about anything on planet Earth relative to your personal safety, self-defense. And some of you are asking for, and this was such a great one, and please forgive me for not knowing, the individual I'm referring to will know who it is. You sent me the email, clearly a regular listener, talking about, what do you do? He would love to hear Rob talk about what happens if you carry a gun and you have a medical emergency. Maybe you have a heart attack. Maybe you fall. Maybe you're in a car accident. You have a gun with you. He would love to hear Rob talk about that. And I think it's a great topic. So, of course, Rob is being copied on all of these. I respond to Rob and I give him every one of these. So keep in mind that you're probably going to be hearing us. So we want to hear from you. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. If I can get my connection back up, I'll read a couple of those emails. In the meantime, Kamala Harris added again, I've been waiting to talk about this one. I'm going to probably cover this in hour one or hour three of the upcoming Monster Cast on Sunday. Democratic California Senator Kamala Harris. Like I said, you can't hardly even get through the first sentence, right? Democrat California Senator. That's what we want. That's what the rest of the country wants, is what Democrat Senator from California Kamala Harris wants. No. Maybe those in California want that. Maybe those in New York like that. But the rest of us, we don't want anything to do with you. Now, Kamala Harris yesterday was incredibly embarrassed when she was at a town hall and she said, is America ready for my presidency? And she got a loud no from the crowd and she had to walk that back. You could see her embarrassment. Yeah. Now, you know, I made the comment that I could see the Democrats nominating her. I can still see her being nominated over Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is a complete and total wackadoo. I don't know how anybody can watch this woman and not think that woman's off her rocker. I mean, you put her and Beto O'Rourke together, what a couple they would make, right? One of them standing over there running her mouth lying, the other one over there having to go to the potty all the time, because that's the way those two look. Put them together, woo. I'd like to see any of these people on a debate stage with Donald Trump, and it's getting ready to happen. And the more they tick him off, the worse it's going to be for him, I can promise you. Democratic Senator Kamala Harris, reiterated her support for a mandatory gun buyback program. Now, she said, and I quote, that she would be looking under her leadership to take as many as 10 million guns, to take as many as 10 million guns. That means confiscate 10 million items of someone's personal property that have the ability to be used by people who don't want them taken. This is incredibly dangerous rhetoric. It is really astonishing to me that the Democrats are actually pushing this. I thought they were smart enough over the years, because they've been so quiet about it, that they were smart enough not to say this. But the cat's out of the bag. We predicted it would be out of the bag. Clearly, they're not smart enough. And clearly, they still want to continue to divide America with this extremely dangerous rhetoric, because rhetoric like this will get people killed. Now, what does that say about Kamala Harris? Does she not understand that or not? I don't know. I don't think she cares, quite frankly. I believe they're in such a bubble, they just can't pierce it. They can't get out. The press coverage fawns all over them. They live in that bubble, and they actually believe that that's what real life is like in America. She did get a smack upside the head yesterday, though, with the, is America ready for a Kamala Harris presidency? And response was a lot. There was no coming from the background. That really took her aback. It was beautiful. No, I'm not going to play it on the air. You can read it and go see it. I don't want to waste your time with hearing her. But she was asked by MSNBC host Craig Melvin how she would get existing assault weapons off the streets. And Chris Melvin reminded her that the 1994 assault weapons ban did not include a confiscation program. Well, Kamala Harris doesn't care about that. She says, and I quote her, "We have to have a buyback program. I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way." Now, that's the operative phrase. We got to do it the right way. What does she mean by that? The right way. We got to do it the right way. Here's how you're going to do it. You're going to tell me that I have to go to a certain place and drop off my gun and get a check from the government? What are you going to do when I don't do it? What are you going to do when I don't do it? Myself and millions of other Americans don't do it. We talked about the compliance rate in New Zealand just yesterday. What do you think's getting ready to happen in the United States? I went over those numbers with you. We covered a couple days ago Stephen Gutowski's work. Even if 90% turned them in, there are still more guns out there in the wild than there are police officers' guns and military. What's the right way? When we come back, I'll tell you what I believe she thinks is the right way. Right after these messages, don't go away. Remember to support our sponsors. They're bringing this program to you, and it's really going to get good here in the coming weeks, months, and years ahead.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. Don't forget to support our sponsors. I mentioned that when we were coming out of the last break, or out of the last segment into this previous break here. And I can't thank you enough for the support that you're showing to all of my sponsors. And it's only going to get bigger. As I mentioned, Emerson Knives is coming up here soon. GunBroker.com teaming up with Defender Coffee. Lead Slingers is going to be involved in so much that we do in the future. And I am just really thoroughly enjoying getting the emails and the photographs of you with the Lead Slingers. And I got a couple emails yesterday that I'm not going to have time to get to, but you are supporting our sponsors. I love it so much. DefenderCoffee.com. Make sure to go there. Make sure to sign up at GunBroker. It doesn't cost a thing. It doesn't cost a thing. And all you're going to do is get mad at me because you're going to find out that you're spending more of your free time on your computer than you probably would have if I had not asked you to do it, because there's so much to see at GunBroker.com, and the responses I'm getting are proof positive of that. I know I spend too much time there. I won't say too much time, but I spend a lot of time there. And in fact, I'm be on computer screens all day long and grab a bite to eat. And what do? It relaxes me to sit in front of the computer and actually peruse some things that I want to look at and that I want to see. And gosh, I had someone sent over for me yesterday the picture of the Colt Python that he just got over on GunBroker.com. That was crazy. Thank you very much for driving me nuts. That was from Antonio. Antonio, I think I mentioned you the other day. He titled his email, "Don't hate me, bro. I don't hate you, bro. I love you." And I appreciate you supporting our sponsors, too. And here's the cool part about GunBroker. You don't have to buy anything. Just go and look.
See what's over there. Get a free account and go look and see what's on the site. You'll love it. Edward writes in, Rob Pincus is the subject. I would love to hear Rob Pincus talk about pocket carry. I've carried in my pocket since 1985, but I rarely hear anyone talk about it. I can't be the only one. You're not. I can promise you. I like pocket carry for several reasons. No one except my children have ever spotted that I am carrying. My gun has never fallen out of my pocket. I can carry a Beretta SC 9x9, 9x19, 13+1, fairly easy to draw from the gun hand pocket, and I don't even have the bathroom problems. I've heard Kevin Michalowski describe, Kevin, of course, the managing editor over at Concealed Carry Magazine, bathroom problems being what do you do when you go into a restroom, a public restroom, and your gun is carried, it becomes visible and so forth. What do you do with it? It's always, those are common questions. A lot of people like to hear the answers to those questions. He says, Edward says, I've carried the Beretta Ruger SP-101 357, an American Arms model Derringer, model 1 Derringer, considering adding a Walther PPQ SC to the lineup. I'm sure Rob knows things about pocket carry that I never even considered. Edward, he probably does. And you just asked for him to talk about it, and I feel pretty certain that that's probably going to pop on an upcoming segment. Eric writes in, and this was a great one, because these are things we don't really like to think about when we carry a firearm for self-defense. Hi, Mark. Something I don't hear discussed often is what to do with your firearm during an unexpected medical emergency. Yeah, you're right. I did. Somebody's saying right now, we got his email background, and I did. Thanks for that, because I had these both flagged to read today. We often talk about folks carrying concealed at work, even though it may be against policy, or taking appropriate steps to keep our firearms concealed in public. We talk about and train on what to do after a self-defense shooting, but what do we do if we are at work, a grocery store, or other public place, and experience a sudden medical emergency? Is there a way we should be informing fire, police, EMS, we are armed when they arrive, that won't sound an alarm or unnecessarily escalate things? These are great questions. What if we are alone and have to be transported? As soon as we get to the hospital, we will likely need to undress or change, or it will be done for you, Eric, okay? What if we are found unconscious? Just a few things I've been asking myself. I haven't been able to find anything on PDN, Gun Talk Media, etc., about this scenario. Perhaps Rob could speak to this in some form, or with the talk about medical professionals asking about guns in the home, etc. Maybe Dr. John Adine has some thoughts on this. After the Gun Rights Policy Conference and hearing about us labeled as the others, as Tom Gresham alluded to, seems like we ought to have a game plan when we are in a situation where we can't disarm ourselves prior to a situation unfolding, medical or otherwise. I'd hate to tell responding EMS that I'm armed and be treated differently or run across someone who doesn't know how to handle or properly secure my firearm if I'm incapacitated and cannot do so on my own. Excuse me. I love the direction you're taking the show. Can't wait for the premium content and AAR swag. And that's all coming, brother. I'll be picking up some more Lead Slingers whiskey going into the weekend. So sip on while browsing Gun Broker, then falling asleep on my pillow. Suddenly, I plan to wake up to some Sunday. I plan to wake up to some Defender coffee, put on my Crossbreed holster and strap on my Taser Plus before listening to the Monster Cast. That's from Eric in Beaumont, California. Be careful out there, man. You're the land of Kamala Harris, who we're going to go back and talk about in just a minute. But that's a great email. Now, I can tell you lots of things about Eric that just from the email that I gleaned just from the email. Eric thinks about scenarios. And if you carry a firearm, I want you to take this away from that email. Not just what Eric was referring to, all of which is important. But you need to think about in your head what you would do in various scenarios. If you're doing dry fire training at home, maybe incorporate some different scenarios into your dry fire training. Think about what would happen if you find yourself in a particular place that you frequent. How would you handle a situation if it were to unfold and you were armed? Maybe you do a regular bank run every single day for a business or your business. I remember back years ago in Richmond, Virginia, when I was a kid in college, and I worked for VEPCO, Virginia Electric and Power Company. I worked in their building downtown, which I thought was kind of cool because the building was up high enough we could see down into the prison in downtown Richmond, and we could watch all the prisoners sitting up on the side of the wall to get glimpses of the outside world. I'll never forget that. But part of my job was to take these blueprints and walk them through about three-block area through downtown and drop them off to be mailed from the folks that was going out to all of the nuclear plants and some of the other electric power plants around the state. it was really cool and it was a great job to have at the time. But I used to run into, I used to consider different scenarios. What would happen if I was walking down there, even at that age? I was, you know, less than 20 years old, but I was walking downtown and sometimes you see some sketchy people. So I varied up the way I went in case somebody that was down there didn't want to see me going the same way. And you know what I eventually found out the whole time while I was down there? I started watching the guys going from the bank downtown. I saw the security guys. I started knowing their routes. Yeah, I really did. I picked up on their routes, and I never did tell them, hey, guys, you might want to try considering changing things up a little bit because I got you guys down pat if I was a bad guy. See, now I'm reminding you that that's how bad guys actually think. Okay, but when you're thinking about these things in advance, you become to understand, and I guarantee that Eric, the letter writer, emailer here, does the same thing, thinks about these scenarios. And if you do, that's called preparation, avoidance, and awareness techniques. You're practicing good preparation, avoidance, and awareness. And Eric was doing it. A super email and something that no doubt I personally would love to hear Rob talk about and talk about with him on his segments. Because you know what? Bad things do happen to people, and you do need to plan for these. If you carry a firearm for self-defense, you must think these things through. What happens if you fall down and are unconscious? It happens to people, and you are carrying a firearm. What's the suggestion from some of the professionals out there? If you can't talk to somebody, you want to wear a little bracelet, right? Somebody, I know somebody's thinking, well, what about like the little medical emergency bracelet? You want to do that? You want to give that away? Is that an idea? I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out at you. But this is how you think when you carry a firearm. You have to think outside the box and prepare to avoid by being aware. And nobody better teaching preparation, avoidance, and awareness techniques than Rob Pincus over at Personal Defense Network. So we'll talk about some of those things. I got a little bit sidetracked in this segment with those emails, but they're important, and I wanted you to hear them. When we come back, I want to continue with Kamala Harris and bust through a couple things as we end out this week and I get ready to head out to a family wedding. So keeping that in mind, a family wedding? My nephew's wedding. Going to see a lot of family coming in from out of town. Looking forward to that. When we come back, we'll talk about Kamala Harris, and a couple other topics. Again, the permit numbers making huge waves. We discussed it yesterday. More to talk about here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. Remember to keep looking on my social media, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. The GunBroker.com bag giveaway is coming up again next week. Back after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate, quick, and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lenslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LenslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios is back. Vault Pro USA. Vault Pro USA. Keep checking the website at Vault Pro USA. You never know what you're going to see as an Armed American Radio listener. Yeah, that's a tease. You never know what you're going to find over there. You can also check out my Facebook, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. I want to, again, point out the GunBroker.com range bag giveaway coming up next week. This is a big deal. You know, an Emerson knife, and now we're going to find out Sunday for sure. I won't be able to have Ernie on because he's traveling. He's doing some blade work up in Wisconsin, believe it or not, of all places. I believe he hails from there originally, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong. I think I'm right. But regardless, if we get an Emerson knife in that range bag, an Emerson knife averages $250 a pop. These are super high quality blades. I've got about five or six of these things. So you're talking about an $80 range bag with my book in it, with Defender Coffee in it, with the giveaways, you know, little koozies and the stickers and all the other stuff that we're putting in it, and an Emerson knife in that thing on top of that. You're talking about $400 gig. Now, I'll keep you posted, but facebook.com/Armed American Radio, I can tell you now that the giveaway is going to happen a week from Sunday. Official announcement on the MonsterCast. You're getting a heads up here on the Daily Defense Show. But nonetheless, a week from this coming Sunday, which is what? Sunday's the 6th? So the 13th? On Sunday the 13th, we're going to give that bag away? Yeah, so you're getting a fresh heads up here. Whether it has an Emerson knife in it or not, I'm pretty sure it's going to. But that's going to be worth several hundred bucks. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio for the newest giveaway. And don't forget to check out Vault Pro. You never know what you're going to see on there in the coming days ahead. Yeah, I'm telling you. Kamala Harris wants to take 5 to 10 million assault weapons in the U.S., but didn't mention any specific type of firearm that her administration would target. Pun intended, I'm sure, there, right? So Kamala Harris is going to target my guns. There are 5 million at least, some estimate as many as 10 million. We're going to have to have smart public policy that's about taking those off the streets, but doing it in the right way. First of all, my guns are not on the streets. They're in my safe, and they're on my person, and I use them, and you can't have them. So I don't know what your smart right way is or what your smart public policy is, because I'm not going to drive them to give them to you. They are not for sale. I don't want your money. You're not buying anything back from me because you never owned them and I didn't buy them from you in the first place. And if you come to my door, I'm not going to give them to you. So we're kind of at a standoff here, are we not? Because in other words, you're not getting my stuff and I'm not going to give it to you. Now, your estimates of $10 million are extremely low. We went over these numbers from Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon in his Washington Examiner piece on Monday or Tuesday. I forget, as I said when I started off the show, time is flying. But I'd like to see what your smart public policy is about taking these guns off the streets, or as Stephen said, which I loved, out of the wild, because it isn't going to happen. No buyback program is going to work for me because I never bought them from you in the first place, so you are not taking them back, ever. And my weapons are not weapons of war. They are .223 caliber, .556, common, most common rifle in use here in America today, AR-15 platforms, and I have several of them, and you aren't getting one of them. I'm not going to appease you. And you, ma'am, don't have the right or the moral authority to misdescribe them, misinform millions and millions of Americans about them, read that to be lie about that, change the language about what they are, and then use those lies as a basis to come after my property. That's not going to work, and I'm not going to let you have them. So we have a dilemma here, America, when we hear this type of dangerous rhetoric coming from the left. It's not my rhetoric that's dangerous. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm one of over 150 million law-abiding Americans that lawfully owns the guns that I have. The dangerous rhetoric is from someone who is threatening me by confiscating and using government power to do it. That's the threat. I'm not threatening you saying you're not taking my guns. I'm simply telling you you're not taking my guns and I'm not giving them to you. You're threatening me that you're going to take something from me that does not belong to me. And there are going to be consequences for that. I don't know what they are, but I can guarantee you they ain't going to be pretty. In many cases around the country, that much I can promise you. So these people need to rethink this and start toning down this rhetoric across the country as they run to use government power. Read that to mean force in taking away your stuff. Because I don't know what you're going to do when we don't comply with your immoral, unconstitutional edicts. And I'm not the one here saying, come take my stuff. You're the one saying you're going to do it. So this is incredibly dangerous coming from a politician who wants to be president. I don't care whether she stands a chance of it or not. Very, 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 very dangerous rhetoric. And I, you know, there's no way to sugarcoat this stuff in any way, shape, or form. Now let's talk about numbers. We discussed it yesterday, all-time high, now over 18.6 million concealed carry permit holders. Now, let me make something very, very clear about these number of permit holders. There are far more than permit holders lawfully carrying guns in America today. Why? Because you have 16 states that do not require any permit at all. And I can promise you that millions of Americans in those states combined are also lawfully carrying their firearms. This number is far over 25 million. I would absolutely guess it at 25 million. And there are people who more than likely have permits that are law-abiding people that or do not have permits but are law-abiding people that still carry a firearm. I carried a firearm years ago when I got out of college into Camden, New Jersey, Philadelphia. I never had a permit for either state, and I'm going back into the mid-80s, late-80s. And I'm sure I carried my gun illegally. But you know what I knew then? The same thing I know now. I have a right to keep and bear arms for my own self-defense. I went into some really crappy areas back then. And you know what? I don't give a hoot what they say. I'm carrying this firearm. I have a right to defend my life, and I did. And it was a little 25 caliber Raven Arms, really cheap, semi-automatic, that I carried with me everywhere I went. Thank God I never had to use it. But I believe that part of the reason I never had to use it was because I had it on me. I carried myself differently. More confidence. You tend to exude more confidence. You don't look like a victim. You don't walk down this road. You know, I parked my car in Camden, New Jersey, and had, I don't know if you've ever been to Camden, New Jersey. And if you're from Camden, New Jersey, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. If you don't know it, you need to get out more often, okay? Get out of Camden. But if you live in Camden, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I had to park my car in a suit, carrying a briefcase, in my early 20s, walking down some pretty nasty areas to go into some buildings I didn't even know where the front door was, under the guise of making sales calls. And there were a couple times I said, I ain't getting out of my car here, and I'm not walking over there. I don't even know why I'm here. I need to leave and get out of here, which I did. And then I put down on my sales sheets that I went in anyway, right? Yeah, but it was bad. And that's what made me decide, you know what, I'm going to start carrying my firearm. I have a right to carry a gun. And I did. So this leftist rhetoric, at a time when millions upon millions upon millions of us are lawfully carrying our firearms, and there are not three or four, every Democrat running, by the way, wants this for you. They want to take your stuff. That's why they don't disagree with it. Some of them are just smart enough not to say it. Biden's too stupid. He feels like he's got to get out there and be left to appease his base, but he won't quite go far enough, even though we know that's what he's talking about. He's trying to keep that part of his base happy with his little dopey comments about, well, I don't want to think we should confiscate them. We need to register them. They might want to take a listen to what Michael Bloomberg said. You can't even do it. And Kamala Harris better wake up and understand she can't do it either. I'll see you on the MonsterCast on Sunday. Going to be a great program. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Twitter @AAR Mark. I'll see you on the radio. Keep checking my website. Get on the email list. Enjoy the rest of your day.